The world is finally coming to grips with having to live with COVID-19, but what we can't know is what our world will look like in the pandemic's wake. You are listening to Writing the End, a collection of short stories by some of South Africa's top novelists about what society could look like post-pandemic.
Waiting for the Bounce by Mark Winkler, with apologies to Samuel Beckett. Read by Nick Rabinowitz and Alan Committee.
Not long ago, I was a wealthy man.
Yeah, you and everyone else.
No, I really was. Until the Arabs did their thing.
Yeah. Aren't you forgetting something?
Oil, everybody said. Put it into oil. You can never go wrong with oil.
Yeah. So the little pandemic had nothing to do with it?
Tourism. They said, you'll never go wrong with tourism.
You know what wiped out the Aztecs?
Nobody ever said anything about hand sanitizer, toilet paper.
Measles. Smallpox.
I really miss the small things. The skiing trips, the house in Plet, crayfish thermidor.
Syphilis. Flu. The typhoid.
Don't panic, it'll bounce back. They said, sit tight, it always bounces back.
Viruses, or... But it was the people, really, wasn't it?
Did they beat you up again?
Of course they did.
You sneezed, didn't you?
Coughed a bit, actually.
I suppose it's to be expected.
Oh, there you go.
I wish we could go somewhere, anywhere.
Well, anywhere is not going to help. We should go to the tree. You know that.
Ah, that'll solve everything.
Apparently it's not that far away.
In the old days, we could have taken the Audi.
Huh. Repossession's a bugger, isn't it?
We were all supposed to die, weren't we? I mean, the young and the old first, and then the rest of us in the middle.
To be fair, a few of us did.
And yet, here we are, scratching in the dirt, waiting for the bounce.
Here we are, scratching in the dirt.
I'm starving. Is there any of that pangolin sandwich left?
No. Shall we go?
Do you want to pull your trousers up, Selim?
No, not really.
It'd probably be easier to walk if you did.
Where are we going?
I don't know. You said we had to go.
Maybe we should just wait.
Yes, for the bus. It'd be terrible if we missed it. How would we know it's all back to business as usual, otherwise?
We could just hang ourselves, you know, just for shits and giggles.
Tomorrow, perhaps.
Brilliant. It'll be something to do, at least.